T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cuts don't happen until right after the fourth preseason game now. There's not the whittling down of cuts anymore.
Yeah, that changed last year.
You can just, right? you can keep everybody, and then it's a free-for-all after the fourth preseason
yes.
game. But we can start looking at seats that are hot, can we not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think teams definitely are, and teams probably have a pretty good idea who's coming and going at some spots, which makes the cut date bad for the players at times, I think.
Because there's like 20 guys that you know going in ain't making this thing, right?
I mean, you kind of have an idea.
So that puts you at like the 75.
It doesn't give you a real chance for some of these guys to try to latch on somewhere else.
Right.
You kind of have to wait and see. You're probably also doing a lot of homework on other teams, like trying to get a feel for players they may be cutting that you might have an interest in that they know are gone.
Right.
You know?
I think the coach is probably like this, right? Like the coaches like this type of deal. I don't know how much the players like it, maybe. You know, the ones that are going to get cut that don't have an opportunity to get on with somebody else. I think the players like it, or the coaches like it, because you can, you know, utilize a bunch of different bodies in camp and have a bunch of different guys out there. But, you know, the first cut down used to take you from 90 to 75, and then 75 down to your 53, and then, you know, you allocated your 9 practice squad guys or whatever it was, so you're back up to 61 or whatever you had. So, you know, going from 90 to 75, you know pretty much right there's 15 to 20 guys. You know when camp begins at the end of July, they're not making this football team, right? So there's 20 guys right there that aren't going to make it. That gets you to your 75 roughly, Josh, where your first cut would have been anyway. So you're just allowing those guys to collect a check for a week longer or something.
I guess you do allow them to still get paid, but also maybe lessen their opportunity to go get picked up by somebody else.
Yeah.
If I'm a player, I probably, like, if you know you're cutting me.
Cut me.
Cut me.
Yeah.
So if I know you don't want me, I got to go find somebody else who does.
But there's also the feeling that maybe if you're one of those guys that you're not going to get another opportunity. But if you go out there and you may play really good in the third or fourth preseason game, maybe you got something on tape.
I'm sure that's what they're spinning to everybody. Yeah.
Especially that fourth preseason game. And I think that's why they ultimately did this, is for that fourth preseason game.
You need all those bodies
need all those bodies to go out there and play in that fourth preseason game. Absolutely, yeah.
Nobody wants their top guys playing in that game anyway,
Why not put them on display? Use that fourth preseason game as an opportunity for guys to get an audition for the other teams that are watching.
So we have a blog up at 610sports.com. You can check it out. It is one chief who stands out, one who doesn't. We can't make a cut just yet because it's not quite cut day yet. But who do we like and who don't we like if we were to do the halfway mark of the preseason? So, Fesco, why don't we start with you? Who's on your, I guess, your naughty and nice list?
We could do that.
Who's on your nice list so far? Who's impressed you thus far in the preseason that may be a surprise?
Well, I think when you look at the nice list for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think there's a guy that stands out to me. And after talking to Binkley about this, I really got fired up for running back Darrell Williams. I mean, there's a lot of Williamses that are playing that running back position.
I've lumped them all together until Binkley tried to sort it out for us, but I'd lumped all the Williams.
The running backs Williams, right? Yeah. Like the Williams sisters used to be on, you know, that show on Channel 19 with the tiny bubbles. So I'll go with Darrell Williams of LSU. Binkley informed us yesterday, and Binkley's
Lawrence
football
Welk.
Knowledge.
Jeez,
Lawrence
sorry.
Welk, that's it.
All I was thinking was the Gong Show, and I'm like, that's not correct.
No.
You're talking about Lawrence Welk.
Larry Welk, yeah. Binkley informed us yesterday.
You know who else was on Lawrence Welk's show?
Who?
Cliff Branch and Lance Allward.
They were.
Yes,
back
they were
in the
one
day.
Time. Yeah, they were part of the Lawrence Welk all NFL team.
They were, yes.
Anyway, go ahead.
Binkley, great football knowledge. Love talking football with our guy Binkley. And he informed me yesterday that Darrell Williams last year at LSU had more yards rushing than Darius Geis, who was a high draft pick this year by the Washington Redskins. Now, of course, Geis out, knee injury, boom, not playing this year. I think Williams could potentially be a nice third running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, and ultimately may end up being a nice find by Brett Veach and his staff. So that's a guy so far that has impressed me that I didn't think would do anything. But Darrell Williams, go back and look at some of the stuff he did on Friday night against the Falcons. maybe that guy's got a future to be the third running back on this team.
My guy who stands out, it's a fellow Hawkeye.
Anchor still under center. On second down, the high pass, and it's intercepted. Back the other way, it's a pick six. 25 yards, Ben Neiman.
There you go, the undrafted rookie out of Iowa, Ben Neiman. He wears number 56. You just close your eyes. He's making plays in the gap and run plays. He's picking off passes. He's running them back to the end zone. Ben Neiman's going to make this team.
Practice squad.
Maybe. I'm hoping he finds his way onto the 53. Special teams. He'll play special.
He's got that certain Frank Zombo-like.
He'll do whatever you need him to do.
Can't put your finger on it.
He's making plays, Bob. You can't make this up. The leading tackler in the preseason for the Chiefs is Ben Neiman.
Damn right.
There's a lot of ways to evaluate that stat.
In tackles. He is leading the team in tackles for loss.
Yeah.
He is leading the team in interceptions. And he also has another pass defended.
There you go.
What more can you ask for out of number 56 in the middle?
Guy is making a case to be on the practice squad this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. Nicely done by Ben Neiman.
Ben Neiman.
I'm surprised Pioli didn't grab him down in Atlanta with that Iowa connection that he likes so much.
I have two standouts that I want to go with. Number one, I have to give a tip to
Even though the blog is called one.
Yes, yes.
Man. You're going with
yes,
two.
Yes, I couldn't decide. Gotcha. Well, I wanted to go with Ben Neiman, but you stole that. So I got to give a tip of the cap to Armani Watts. Number one, he hit a man so hard he fumbled the ball over this last week, and that's exactly what you wanted to see out of Armani Watts. Been nice having him step up in place of Daniel Sorensen. I don't know how it'll shake out at the end of the season, come week one, how that starting line will look or how that starting secondary will look, but I think at least right now I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen with Armani Watts.
Especially because a lot of people were down on him when that first depth chart came out and he was way down.
He was like fourth on the list.
That's made up by the PR staff.
And you're going, well, they have an inkling of, I mean, they're not just throwing darts.
Sometimes they do just to throw people off on the scent, though.
Well, certainly. But it felt like that, oh, man, this kid's got a long way to go. And then I've seen him. He is making some plays in the preseason. That's a good thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really is nice. The other one, though, is Chad Henne. Chad Henne has been somewhat, I'm not going to say we have a quarterback controversy. Let's not get carried away with ourselves.
Some would say that.
But Chad Henne has been way more serviceable than I thought he would be. Like, all of the sudden, the drop-off after Pat Mahomes, like, I came into the season terrified of what would happen.
Just stop. Come on now. It's bad. It's bad.
It's Chad not Henne. As bad as I thought it was.
The truth is not the truth.
You want a backup quarterback that could be serviceable. He looks like a very serviceable quarterback.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
I'm not judging
like your opinion, man.
Chad, blame it on the Henne against backups. I just can't.
He's played. He's got experience. That's exactly what I want.
He looks like he can run your offense with minimal...
I don't expect him to play. I don't need him to play.
No, I don't either.
Emergency. Is he a guy that's a competent quarterback that's actually quarterbacked in this league? Unlike some others you sign that don't ever play.
I feel okay about it.
I'm good with it.
All right, fine.
I feel okay with it.
All right, you talked me into it.
All right, who's on your disappoint list?
For me, the disappointment is incomplete Trius Harris. Why is this guy still around?
How does he continue to disappoint you? You should be used to this.
I mean, but why is he still here? That's my biggest question. He's not going to play the first
Chiefs
couple of
thin
games.
Thin on tight end, Bob.
They have really thin on that in that position. He drops passes. I mean, the man, for the first time in Andy Reid's 5 years here in Kansas City, and I don't know if he did this in Philadelphia. If you could call, you know, Angelo Cataldi at WIP and ask him this for me, it'd be great.
Getting on it right now.
I don't know if he ever did it in Philadelphia, but for the first time he's been in Kansas City, the man called out a player after a preseason game for missing a block. They called out this guy in a preseason game, okay? If you're getting called out by Andy Reid, who calls out nobody in a preseason game, I'm about at my wit's end with you. The good news is if the Chiefs cut incomplete Trius, he will have a job in Cleveland.
Chase, Chiefs have five tight ends in camp. One of them, actually, now they list as a wide receiver, too. ADA, was his name? Blake Mack?
Yeah.
Blake Mack. So yeah, they had six.
Now that's a good name too. That's a good football name, Blake Mack.
Blake Mack.
That's a good. That's a good baseball name.
Where's
88? Sports name.
He wears 88, which feels like it should be banned.
I don't know.
I've said that for years, though. I've been saying 88, 68. Nobody seems to want to listen to me, so I'm done trying to preach to the choir about that.
Not surprising.
As a wide receiver, though, looks really weird.
It does. It does.
I don't like it at
For years, I've said that. I talked to Pete Morris back in the day when he was running PR back in 2010, 2011. And he sent me a note one time because we were talking about it. Pete was great. Loved Pete. Had a nice olive suit. He sent me a note one time. He goes, we don't really retire the numbers here. We retire the names and put the names up. And so if we started to retire numbers, we'd run out of them. I go, but there's certain ones that you just don't
You just have to hold them back. I mean,
in 2010, I was yelling about this. And here we are in 18. They're still passing it out.
They're still doing it. It looked to me, this camp, weird because I've seen 88 on like a eight-string tight end. This guy was like split out wide. I'm like, I really don't like this now. Yeah. Like it's still a problem for me.
Nope.
And then
the 68 battle for as long. I don't think anybody should be wearing 68.
As much as I love what Ben Neiman has done, there also shouldn't be a 56.
It shouldn't
it's too
be
close.
A 56.
Like I know you don't retire them, but at least hold them back for like a few years of guys who've had that jersey for a long time.
Yeah.
Like there shouldn't be a 56.
There
this
should
year.
Not be a 56.
You don't probably need a 91 this year.
Probably not.
You don't ever need an 88.
No, you don't need 68.
There's some of those you're just like.
I got to be honest. I don't think we need 31 out there.
Because for a second, I do that double take when Akeem Hunt had 31.
Who was wearing 25 this year? I saw somebody rocking the 25.
Yeah, that's another one that you look at.
Made me feel some type of way.
Yeah. There's just a couple of numbers that don't look right out there on the field right now. But again, I've been fighting this for 8 years and I'm done. Whatever you want to do.
You mentioned
Kerwin Williams. Armani Watts is rocking 252, but Kerwin Williams was
the one that stuck out.
One of the Williamses.
You mentioned that Harris would have a job in Cleveland. I'm not so sure. They have Njoku. Mm-hmm. And if you watch Hard Knocks, that guy Juice was all over the episode in number two.
That guy
Juice. He's like a fan favorite now, got long hair. Everybody's rooting for that guy as a tight end to make the
and
team.
And come so September 1st, we'll forget about all these guys.
Maybe there isn't room for Demetrius Harris. My disappointment is by far, if he was cut today, I'd be fine. I'm just not a fan. David Amerson, I just don't think he's any good. Steven Nelson went out of the preseason game with the Falcons, and the Falcons went at him on the first play in the freaking preseason.
You took the easy route here, man.
Another guy. Well, you said I don't understand why David Amerson's here. Other than you are desperate
because you traded Marcus Peters. You needed someone
desperate at corner.
You
he is
let that
not
go.
Good. He is just not good.
I haven't let 88 go since 2010. Why am I going to let Marcus Peters go 6 months after it happened?
You're going to have to let that hate in your heart go, Bob.
And Ryan, your disappointment.
I went with pretty much every cornerback not named Kendall Fuller, and I based that just kind of on my expectations. I told you guys before the preseason began, I think the secondary may be better than we're giving it credit for. No, I think they're just about as bad as we thought they were going to be. And I'm with you. I think David Amerson might be cut
he
from
may
this
be
team.
Cut.
For the fact that they just need anybody who has proven that they are capable of being on an NFL roster at this point, like, he would be thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, I don't think he's a guarantee lock to make this team at all. I mean, especially the way that he's played in preseason, and he got off to a bad start when Sammy Watkins was tweeting out the video of him burning David Amerson in practice. He never recovered from that.
Yeah, he is.
Seriously, he never recovered from that.
I guess I kind of fall into the beggars can't be choosers mindset when it comes to the cornerbacks for the Chiefs this year. Like, who are you going to cut?
I know that.
Are you getting rid of?
No, that.
Where are you going?
You still need a bunch of them. So,
and I paused a second to think if there's a logical answer to that question, and the answer's no.
I mean, they still have Arian Springs back there.
I haven't seen him do anything in games though.
Sounds like neo-Nazi bottled water.
The one practice, I thought he was awesome. I haven't seen a thing in the game.
Step Durham's back there.
Yeah,
they don't. McKinton Dorleant.
Yeah, I saw him.
That's LaRon's brother.
Worked by Tyreek Hill.
Keith Reeser.
There. Not good. Not
Reeser
good.
Makes a good macaroni salad.
I think that's that is Reeser's, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can check out freezer. Our blog at 610sports.com. It is up there now. One chief who stands out, one chief who doesn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.